For the last century, reindeer have roamed St. Paul Island without much oversight. But now the tribal government is stepping up its management style to boost subsistence options and the local economy. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Laura Craigle has more.
Fleshy red reindeer quarters are spread across the tables of St. Paul's Tavern. Surrounding them are eager preteens, wielding knives and wearing plastic gloves.
I don't think we could cut through this bone. It's like that thick.
No, you don't want to cut through, the bone.
The kids are learning how to butcher a hind shank, how to feel along the bone with their fingertips, slice through the tendons, and free the best cut of meat.
Yeah, do you want to cut the joint right there? Can you see that?
Right here?
Yep. There you go.
Nice.
Lauren Devine is one of the instructors at Reindeer Camp, a first for the small island of 500 people.
Having just a first shot at Reindeer Camp out here is a really big step for us.
Specifically, Devine says it's a step towards an active management program for the island's herd. Even though reindeer have lived on St. Paul for about 100 years, she says the tribe hasn't done much more than distribute hunting permits. That's slowly beginning to change because the community needs another consistent source of meat.
Especially in light of like other resources that are declining, and the struggle becomes greater every year.
So tribal leaders have started investigating ways to develop reindeer as a robust option for subsistence. Devine says they're experimenting with different hunting seasons and harvest strategies, in addition to offering community education like this camp.
We're at the starting line. Whereas a lot of other places in Alaska are much more developed, or they have these, you know, champions that have been around for a long time in the reindeer world, we're building our knowledge base from the ground up.
That's clear from the dozen or so kids at camp. Most are pretty new to the animal, including 9-year-old Riley Melvidoff.
My dad only hunted one down.
But his family likes the meat. He says they liked having a stash of it in their freezer too, alongside their fur seal and other more established subsistence foods.
Yeah, I was into it.
Riley's family isn't the only one interested. Tribal leaders say more and more people are picking up permits, heading out on the tundra, and taking a shot at reindeer hunting. Eventually, that participation could translate into something more profitable.
They have an opportunity to be able to sell the reindeer meat in the store.
Erin Carr works for the Reindeer Research Program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She's partnering with the tribe to expand St. Paul's economy and freezer section through commercial sales at the local grocery store. It'll take a while, but Carr says the program would let people support the island's hunters while avoiding the astronomical prices of other meats. Back at Reindeer Camp, the kids finish their butchering lesson and shed their bloody gloves. They gather around the grill in silent excitement.
So you want to sear it on medium high on both sides.
Finally, the reindeer is served up, the taste test begins, and the reviews are positive.
Really good. You want to try?
In St. Paul, I'm Laura Craigle.